What's up, Breeze Podcast listeners? You're listening to the Breeze Podcast, where your word of mouth is our oxygen. My name is Victor White, and I'm here with...
My name is John McCollin. What's good, family? What's good?
I think they know our names by now. I'm not sure, but I think.
I mean, sometimes we get those new listeners, you know what I mean, every now and again. So it's good to just refresh them, give them a little sprinkle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Can't lose there, bro. Can't lose.
John, do you remember back in the day when I used to throw you random fact on the intro?
Those are the OG episodes, I remember.
The OG episodes. Now, I was going along with my day today, just as usual, you know, how one do here in Sweden when you see it's dark outside and it's only like 5 p.m.
It's dark.
And I came up with this random intro that I now forgot. So with that, all the intro.
Yo, what time is it there, bro?
It's 5 p.m.
And it's dark? Did your clock go back as well? Or is that just for North America?
Yeah, it does. The EU is having a difficult time on deciding when to ditch.
If it's daylight saving time.
Yeah. But yeah, they're going to do it 2021, apparently.
Fair. There was some talk about it here. They had this whole health study and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when that's going to happen. But I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, yo, I forgot. I thought it was 8 o'clock. It was 7 o'clock.
Oh, they switched now?
Yeah, bro.
Okay, interesting. So let's see.
November 1st, yeah?
No, we switched last weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, so you're 8 hours behind now. Interesting.
That's crazy.
So, John, tell me about your week.
Bro, my week, was
second
work.
Second week at IBM.
More training. So I actually finished my onboarding this week. So we had like 2 weeks of onboarding.
Nice.
Met my manager, super chill, super chill. Getting ready to go into next week, which is just more like training specific to like my career track, which I'm a data scientist. So I'm going to be doing a lot of coding, a lot of code training, a lot of like statistical, just to refresh like what we had learned before.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, like I had a happy hour last week on my team that we went in with. So that was cool.
Yeah, Zoom some happy people. Hour or was it really?
Yeah. Zoom happy hour.
Okay.
it was my first Zoom happy hour. I never did that ever before.
Yeah,
but it was cool. I met with some of my team, you know what I mean? Like they're in the States and they're chilling. So it was pretty cool. I was able to like connect with them and
interesting individuals, I assume.
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. From
what's the diversity within the group that you met?
Diversity in regards to
skin color, gender.
So it was like 50-50 male, female.
Okay.
In terms of the entire cohort.
Yeah.
In terms of like all 60 people, it was like three black people. Shout out
Let's
to...
go!
Yeah, we made it.
Yes,
John. Yeah, we made it through. Actually, one of the facilitators was actually from U.S. Virgin Islands.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like, yo, I'm from Barbados, I had my flag up in the background. It was like, yo, I'm from Barbados, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yo, I'm in Aruba right now. I was like, yo, shout out to the island people. You know what I mean? And she was like, love some Bajans. You know what I mean? So I was like, hey, shout out to Barbados. You know what I mean?
John, yeah, you're going to make me cry if you utter the word Barbados again.
Bro, you and me both, yo.
We need to talk about that on this episode.
True.
Okay, but that's good. That's really nice that you have. What about you, Asians, bro? Indians?
I feel like it's probably the same distribution you see other places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing too irregular.
Mm-hmm.
Super, yeah. I am. The people are super chill, man. They're super nice. Cool. I can't really complain, man. Shout out to Victor, though. Shout out to Victor, because Friday, coming on the end of the week, I was like, I'm feeling good. You know what I mean? And I see this I see this mention on Instagram. You feel me? And then I'm like, yo, I'm feeling better. You know, like Stockholm School of Economics out here, like tagging the boy. I'm like, yo, shut up.
No, so the reason I was asking about diversity is because I got a lot of pushback in regards to only showing male figures on my takeover on the school really? Account.
Pushback so, from who?
Female students.
Fair.
Without getting into it too deep, I just want to clearly state that I have nothing against females.
Can I ask a question? So when was this brought to your attention? Was this early in the week, or like was it like Friday?
This was brought to my attention Wednesday when I did the Q&A and I had one female, and if I remember correctly, the rest were male. However, I didn't tell them that I asked more females that kindly declined to be on camera. And because of COVID, my girl squad wasn't at school. So, and I was doing the introduction accounting course, meanwhile shooting that. So I wasn't thinking about those things. I was just making content. So naturally, I empathetically I responded with what I just said, minus the fact that I asked other females to be on camera, obviously. And the next day, I think I did a good job at showing the various females, the women in SSE who were just amazing.
I was about to say, that's why I asked when it was brought to your attention. Just because that was Wednesday, then you did make a great pivot, you know what I mean? Make sure to up the females and...
Yeah. And I might have not gone to a party on Friday. I do not want to comment on that in regards to COVID. However, I met one of my classmates who I have not had time to spend a lot of time with, Benita. And she's from Latvia, and she's a baller. She's super interested in machine learning, AI. Have a lot of conversations about that. Huh?
Her name's not Benita.
It is Benita.
It's Gabrielle.
Gabriella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, you're also a bad start. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's crazy, yo.
So,
Benita still.
In regards, we're just gonna cut that, John. We had a little cut there because our legal team stepped in. However, what I was gonna say is that I was there and I was talking to Gabriella, and she's Latvian and she's interested in machine learning, and etc. Really entrepreneurial spirit, and we had such conversations. She educated me tons about machine learning, which I find super interesting. So it's always good to get a deeper knowledge into areas where I'm not this data scientist such as yourself, John.
It's only on paper, man.
I did the takeover of the Stockholm School of Economics Instagram. Yeah.
How did the marketing team like it?
I think they loved it. I got an email midway through like, oh, we're so happy about your take. I don't know. Is that stereotypical of me just because Amina is a woman making that voice? Maybe it is. I'm questioning legal, myself, bro. Because all of the critique that I received this week.
That's legal, bro.
What they said was that they really enjoyed it. So they're happy. And I think I'm going to meet with them during this week. We'll see what happens. However, it seems to me that they thought that I did a good job, which I'm happy about.
Yeah, bro. I, def- I've definitely never seen a takeover that well produced. You know what I mean? Like, it was well, like,
thanks,
it was
bro.
Well executed, bro. It was well done. Like,
it's hilarious. My classmate, they're like, this is so cool. You're literally doing this in real time. I was like, I know, like, finance, accounting, freaking, yo, can you answer a question? But yeah, I mean, that has to. At first, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do this casually, and then competitive Victor steps in and like, okay, well, you need to put effort into it, and then because I am, I have experience within the field of cinematography, I guess, you know, I'm able to produce high quality stuff, and. However, I do fear that I might have gone a bit too hard so that others might be scared of doing a takeover, which I hope not, because it's not about like that. It's about an easy, simple thing as knowing how to tell a story. And then it doesn't matter what you shoot with or how you do it, but just basic storytelling, you know? But yeah, successful. We reached 300,000 impressions, 31,000 different accounts.
That's crazy.
2,400 multiple. Increased stories interactions by 1,200 and 25% or something. So I mean, if I was a SPAC, bro, you would be a billionaire right now. You invested. Shamoth.
Humble flex, yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, speaking of.
Yeah.
All right, go.
No, I was listening to you.
Do you want to run? I was about to say morning brew. You want to run chopped up?
Let's go.
Yeah, so Morning Brew, yo, got acquired, G.
I skimmed through it. I didn't see the where they said they got acquired and by who. So could you please tell me?
So, yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now. You know, who's the guy on Joe Rogan's podcast that, like, does the whatchamacallit?
Elon Musk? Kanye West?
Nah, bro. The guy that does, like, the... You know, he has a guy that goes into Google and looks for stuff.
He's the one that bought it.
No. I'm asking, like, what's that guy's name? Because, like, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh, yeah. You're that guy. 100%.
That's what
John, so to be honest with you, I had planned to do this glorious, glorious exit on Friday. However, and obviously, John, you know, in regards to all the love songs you've written me, etc., I was like, okay, I'm gonna prop up John like properly on the Instagram. Guys, if you just joined us, that was a peek to John, since I'm always very emotional towards him, and he's anyhow.
Yo, okay, I found it.
Okay,
so Insider Inc., which is the parent company of Business Insider, bought a controlling stake for 75%.
Controlling stake. Yeah, 75%.
Yeah. No. They actually didn't say like what it was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was at a valuation of $75 million. What are your thoughts on this, bro?
Good job, boys. Like, seriously, boys. Like, yo, okay, first of all, Morning Brew, it started when, like 2012, 13, something like that?
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. The freshest hype, like, it's the hype beast of newsletters. Like, it's the only one you need to read, and it's the only one that you read.
So listen to these stats, yo. So they have $20 million in revenue yearly, 2.5 million readers daily, every day.
Mm-hmm.
500,000 subscribers and $6 million downloads
for the paid services.
Correct.
Yeah.
6 million downloads on their business casual podcast, bro.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm okay? Yeah. Okay. So I I am an avid follower of the podcast. It's amazing. Shout out Kinsey. You know, we collectively love the Morning Brew. They've had
Morning Brew is like there. Morning Brew is the input for a lot of our what's the name of the segment, yo?
Chopped Up.
Chopped Up for a lot of our Chopped Up content for the OG listeners. Mm-hmm. That's for you.
No, so that's what I was gonna say, like, you know, tying the knot in the bag. I was about to do this grand exit on Friday and be like, give my recommendations on like my top podcasts, you know, All In podcasts. I wasn't actually gonna mention our podcast because, you know, we want to stay humble.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, yeah.
And also, you know, push my discount code, or not discount code, the referral code.
Oh yeah, that would have been like next level, yo.
Yeah,
if you did that,
yeah,
you definitely would have got that trip to the headquarters for sure.
please don't rub salt in my fresh open wound right across my heart here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro.
But that didn't happen, and I was tired, and I had to study and do various other activities, so I just rounded it up casually.
Fair.
But
how do you find balancing? Sorry, I didn't ask you this. How do you find balancing the two, with the takeover and school and just normal life?
Okay.
Like last week.
Yes.
Because I thought, like, looking at it, it looked like this was done, and you just like popped, you schedule it for like the day, but now that I know it's like real time, it's like, yo.
Okay. Let's end Chopped Up there. That's a sufficient enough segment, and let's move into behind the scenes explicit content here.
Let's do it.
So I get the request. It was the week of the exams, the triple exams. And I was like, of course I'll do a takeover. I think to myself, it would be nice not to do it the week after the exam. However, like, you know, you gotta jump on opportunities. Exactly. So I was like, yeah, maybe we could do it next week or sometime after that. Next week would be perfect. Okay. Now we have an exam in the mix. Also have various other things that I had to finish up, not in regards to school as well. So then I don't think about it. I start thinking a little bit about it on the weekend. I come up with doing the Q&A with different students. I also came up with like doing a what's in your pocket thing, you know. But then I was like, nah, because I was like, it'd be cool to get the McKinsey CEO on the what's in your pocket segment, you know.
Yeah, true.
However, did not decide to go for that, and then was planning on shooting Monday's video on Sunday. I don't know what went down on Sunday, but it just did not happen. So then luckily I have my boy Ved, who's amazing. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen him on the vlog. Freaking New Delhi represent, freaking.
Shout out to Delhi, yo. Shout out to Shiv, yo.
Yo, shout out to Shiv. Maybe, no, shout out to Goa. I mean Goa. sorry, Ved. Maybe both, who knows? Monday comes. And I was like, okay, coherent storyline. First thing I gotta do is introduce myself. I know how to do that. If you ask my girlfriend, she'll just roll her eyes. So we shoot it in front of the school. We have lectures, etc. Go down. You know, I'm like, that, yo, let's meet up. We shoot it. We go down, edit, publish, boom. And then I'm like, Ved, we gotta do a posting schedule. I told him that in the morning when he came and met me, and he was like, what's the schedule? Like, you know, today and tomorrow, because we had the McKinsey and Bain people coming. But he's like, what's next? I was like, I'll just put something in. So I was just day two, day in life. Day three, I was like, that'll just be the Q&A. Q&A. Day four, Thursday. Man, I'll just put secret. That'll work itself out. Day five, Friday. Goodbye. That's perfect, man. Because I figured it's nice to have a schedule so people can see, you know.
I'll follow along with something.
Yes, exactly. So it's not like not a coherent storyline throughout.
And
then it started, and I was starting with publishing, like, you know, 8 to 12 stories, and then obviously with the Q&A it grew a bit. But from then on out I was just like hustling with the IG stories, making sure I was, you know, attending the lectures, doing all that stuff. Thankfully, on the 3-4 hour accounting introduction lecture, and it's not bookkeeping, it's the language of accounting, okay? They push on that really hard. Fair. So it is not bookkeeping. Valuations, financial reports, understanding that stuff. And as they simply put it, Warren Buffett says that accounting is the language of business. So shout out to my accounting professor. Shout out to Warren Buffett. So what I was going to say is, because, and I think I mentioned it on this podcast, when I was at the wedding in Florida last year or something, I don't remember. And I bought this book by Mihir A. Desai, my favorite Harvard professor, How Finance Works. I got to say, it feels so good. I forgot about that too, because I'm an avid finance guy.
Finance.
Exactly. And I wanted to you know, casually slide it into the story, but some shots you miss, I guess. But that book, I believe I said that to you, John, and we spoke a bit about it. I don't remember what episode, but it gives you a good insight. So in this accounting course, I already feel that I have an okay understanding into what we're doing compared to some other people where they assume that you know nothing. So it was a good thing to have that as a first lecture where I could multitask, you know.
True. Yeah, that's a good man. Like, I'm gonna say this, like I said, production was next level. Like, I would have swear you probably did that like 2 weeks ago and like scheduled to publish these stories.
Yeah.
But like, kudos to you, man. Kudos to you.
Thank you, John. And I got a lot of positive feedback, so that's also really nice. I think the school should give me like a referral code, like, yes, Victor White, where you apply? Because there are a lot of people like, I want to apply. Where do you apply? Blah, blah, blah.
That's it.
So that's good. That's all good and positive, and I'm happy about that. Now, the balance, it's a bit more difficult to strike because, you know, I'm a workaholic. I would like to think that with a positive connotation above it and not a negative one. I'm learning as I go through life boundaries, and especially when you have a relationship as well, you know. It's not always easy. Shout out to my girlfriend for being with someone like me. However, I do think that I work efficiently. That's something that I've really learned, to time manage now and to really work like, you know, efficiently. I could improve, definitely. But I mean, it's difficult for someone that doesn't have my experience going in doing a takeover at my level would not probably be feasible. I think I'm one of the few people in the world that could do it to that quality.
On short notice, bro. You could pat yourself on the back for that, for sure.
Yeah. So thank you, John. Thank you for your positive comments.
I always have positive comments, bro.
Yeah, but so work-life balance. And as an example, Bain asked me if I could send a few pictures to them from the presentation where the Swedish manager was speaking. And
his gay so
and
subtle.
I pretty much had this discussion with my girlfriend, and then it's like, you know, 10 p.m., 11 p.m., and we're in bed, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta send the pictures to Bane. So, you know, I get permission from the government.
Good problems to have, bro. Good problems to have.
I get permission from the government to pick up my computer, send the pictures. Literally a minute later, perfect, thank you, managing director Denmark.
That's sick.
And my girlfriend's like, well, that's a bit worrying. But shout out to all the power ladies out there.
Yeah, shout out to all of them, man. Shout out.
Yeah.
That's a good look, though. Mm. That's a good look, yo, for real.
But all in all, I think I had a positive impact. I think that this was really good for the school. I also have a crazy story. I don't remember if I said this on the podcast too, but do you remember, like, it was two summers ago, or maybe last summer, or maybe even before the podcast, before we started podcasting, and I met this guy randomly at the train station, because I'd been partying in Stockholm, and we started talking, and it turns out when I was about to apply the first time to the school, which I felt I didn't get in. It just so happens, right? And he's going with the early morning train to catch a flight back to Dublin, because he's working for Google over there. And he had gone to the Stockholm School of Economics, and super cool dude, straight down my alley, like in terms of everything, you know. And it was completely random, and we talked about the Pixel phone, because he had a Pixel, and I was like, I hadn't tried it in real life, you know, with the camera and the software and all that stuff, since I'm a geek at that stuff. And I was like, yo, if you know anyone at the admissions board, please tell them to let Victor White in, you know. Got denied, so I did not use any backdoors. Or it clearly didn't work. However, with my takeover, he messaged me, because he's an alumni, you know. And I remember him telling me that he thought, like, working for Google and all that stuff was super sick, but the Dublin lifestyle wasn't too sick, since the weather is not the best. So I was like, whoa, this is so crazy, you know.
That's sick, bro.
And do you know what he's doing now?
What?
He's working in London for Facebook / Instagram. I think he's working for Instagram, bro, in London.
That's sick.
So I was like, yo, this is so cool. Cool, because he had no idea who I was. I had no idea who he was. We just randomly bumped into each other, and I asked him all these questions that I had about the school, which, you know, he was 100% on point. And yeah, so that was so sick, bro.
That's pretty sick, yo.
Yeah. World is a small place.
Super small, man. And for it to come back around full circle like that is pretty sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's sick, yo. For real.
John, we said that we would make this a short one.
Yeah, so we owe people's.
Yeah, before, well, I don't know. We're just going to end up crying. So let's not talk about Barbados.
Yo, nah, not today, yo.
Save that.
Let's save that for Independence Special.
Yeah, that's a good one.
When is that? Yeah. Or Independence Session, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks.
Yeah. So episode 115, probably. Something like that.
Yeah, somewhere on there. Let's save it for that. Because the day that it comes out will be Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. John, I have a mission for you for the next podcast.
What's that?
I want you to record a situation which you'll be in during this week, leading up to having finished the task before we record the next episode, where you voice memo.
What do you mean?
You record with your phone an everyday situation.
Okay, fair.
It could be going to the store, Definitely not the conversation with your girlfriend if she's unaware of it. It could be it could be a conversation with your brothers. You know, just apparently that's the new hype within podcasting.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it, y'all.
Yeah. Then I'll do it the following week.
All right, sweet. That's easy.
Okay, guys. Now I gotta go and empty my bank account to get a SMB 7 microphone just because John got it.
Yeah, we gotta test it out first, see if it works, y'all. Then we'll go
testing next week, weekend after that, victory's broke. Peace.
Yeah, peace.